that ties into what many of the people who have 11/11 theories believe, that between 92 and 2011, that's when the doorway is open for a paradigm shift.
Absolutely. And the thing that's really interesting, Raleigh, is that back in 1994, when I had two specific visions, I was traveling between Arizona and Utah, and I stopped at Lake Powell. Mm-hmm. And the ships always would show up outside my hotel, and they told me to actually film myself that night going into trance. And I have some amazing things on film that, well, a lot of the material is not on the website, but I do show it at my presentations. But what they showed me one vision where they showed our Earth, and then they showed this other Earth, and there was this kind of implosion or transplanting onto this second Earth. And the next morning, I said, well, you know, I need more information. The following night, they gave me the next vision that I was really happy about, because usually you don't get to have two nights in a row. I mean, it's really lucky when you do that. But they showed me an up-close personal version of what I had seen before. So I was standing on a balcony, and I saw the entire sky fill up. You could not see atmosphere. All you could see was almost like a big planet coming right up next to our planet to merge with us. And I heard a voice say, Victoria, this is your new home. Now, people were going crazy. They were in a frenzy of confusion, like they have been for quite some time. And the thing that was really interesting is on April 22nd of this year, CNN announced that they had discovered a planet they thought was just like Earth, but they said it was 120 light years away. Well, that announcement came exactly 10 years and 22 days after I'd had my vision of the second Earth. Now, I believe that we are at that window now. Now, as that new frequency, that second Earth, comes through, those individuals, now this is my perception, and I know there's a lot of people out there, they might not be able to accept this, but believe it or not, there are many, many people around the globe that write to me and they say, you know, I've been seeing the same thing. And I believe that this new Earth is going to pass through, and the collective consciousness that we have been accelerating, our consciousness has been growing, and we've become more unified. I mean, there's still a lot of tough stuff going on around the planet, and there's a lot of people that, you know, they're going to have to, you know, get their act together and change their perception, or, you know, they're going to get to stay back and
okay.
deal with it.